that I'd like to connect with a theme that we find in Peter about God's will. Chapter 4, verse 1, just the end of verse 2. To God's will. So Christ was living in fellowship with the Father, as we just heard, and now it's for us to live in fellowship with God the Father to do His will. Chapter 4, verse 2. And that in a world where everything is opposed to God's will. The secret, if you go back to chapter 3, which we did not read, but I just want to mention that, in chapter 3, verse 15, we have the secret. Sanctify the Lord Christ in your heart. So, we are in this world where Christ was opposed, where he was challenged by the enemy and suffered. And we have seen he suffered in God's school as a human being, if I may use that term for the Lord Jesus. Chapter 1 is God's school. Chapter 2, we have seen he suffered for, we suffer for conscience sake. And there we follow the Lord Jesus' example, as we just heard. In chapter 3, we see suffering because of God's rights. And the Lord Jesus suffered because he was here totally to do God's rights. And the point is that we can learn from him to give God his rightful place, to do God's will, and for us, practically, to sanctify Christ as Lord. So to make him Lord, to honor him as Lord in our hearts. The heart, from the heart are the issues of life. Solomon said already in Proverbs. And so the heart, if the heart is in tune with God, with the Lord Jesus, then things will work out properly. So then we can have his help to suffer for God's rights. Where everything is in this world, everything is opposed to God's right, we follow the Lord Jesus' example, as we have the end of chapter 3 and the beginning of chapter 4. He suffered for righteousness' sake. And in chapter 5, this afternoon, then we hope to see suffering because of the attacks of the enemy. They are all together, of course, but they are distinguished. So my point is this. Peter is the apostle of the kingdom. We know that from 2 Peter. We did not read that yet, but you can connect it to 2 Peter 1. He is the apostle of the kingdom. The kingdom has to do with God's rights, with God's rule. Now the Lord Jesus, he honored God's rights. And now we are here in this world to follow the Lord's example, to honor God's rights where they are dishonored and rejected. And the key or the secret is to sanctify Christ as Lord. Christ, the anointed one, who is now in heaven, the living stone, as we saw earlier. He is Lord. We acknowledge his authority. God has given him all authority in heaven and on earth. And so it starts in our hearts. We honor him. We give him his rightful place. And that will help us to follow his example, to work things out in the right way. So the key, if I may suggest that to you, is giving the Lord his rightful place, that Christ has this place in our hearts. And then things will fall into line with God's thoughts. Then we can represent the Lord Jesus as his disciples in this world where he's still rejected. Then we can do God's will in a world that's opposed to God's will. So may the Lord help us to really see his greatness. And then we can follow his example, as we just heard, in chapter 2 and in chapter 3. One more comment in this connection. At the end of chapter 2, we are not called to follow his example in connection to the work of the cross. That is unique. We cannot follow. We can follow his humility, as we heard, but we cannot follow him in that action. He alone could bear our sins in his body, verse 24 and 25. And he is the one who has settled that once and for all. But now we are on the basis of that work that he accomplished. We acknowledge him as the one who is now at God's right hand with all authority, and we honor him in our hearts. So there is a close connection with the one who is now in heaven, crowned with glory and honor, and with him in our hearts when we give him his rightful place as Lord.